No, it didn't happen so much. Actually, meditation is, sitting meditation is going quite well. And I have unusual problems with sleeping, which usually they don't appear. So that's my small problem, this retreat, just falling asleep a lot.
In sitting?
Yeah.
Possibly
he said you were using a lot of energy to be aware before and you've relaxed it, but you've relaxed it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then the mind gets dull and sleepy. He says you need to bring in some wisdom, some, you know, investigation, so that the mind will stay alert. Yeah, in place of just effort, you also need to be a bit curious, interested in what's happening in the moment. For example, he said you can ask yourself, what is the mind knowing? You know, what is the mind? What is the object? How many objects can you know simultaneously? How clearly is the mind aware? What's the state of the mind? So that you notice these different things. What's the state of the mind and how is it changing with different circumstances? So this keeps the mind alert.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
One summary of your teachings is awareness, right view, and continuity in the practice. I think it's a very nice summary. The simpler, the easier to practice, and that's clear, deep, and simpler. At the same time, I wonder about one point. Because right view, in his teaching, always seems to be embedded into this direct awareness. It's understanding natures as natures, not as self. So it's an intuitive, it's a direct understanding, so to say. A right view also has this whole meaning of theoretical convictions. Mm. In the suttas of the Buddha, I would say at least a third of the suttas are critical assessments of contemporary views at his time. So there was a lot of, you know, right view is considered the primary element of the Eightfold Path. It's said to lead all other elements. And the meaning of that right view is not just the intuitive, it's of course the ultimate meaning of it. It's very important because that transforms. But before that, it also has this other meaning of how one views, how one sees things in a more, you know, convictions, beliefs, and, you know. So how do they relate to each other in his teaching? These more theoretical right views and this intuitive right view, this direct understanding of process and nature. Do you understand the question? How do these two relate? Because the theoretical ones are definitely a core part of the Buddha's teaching. It's not just about this. It's also about, you know, what do you believe in, what you consider is right. And so I'm very interested.
Okay. You must understand that when I relay this question to him, he will not know what that one third of the suttas and the theoretical right views are. Okay? Yeah, he will not know what all those are.
What is on the introductory sutta of the long discourses? The Buddha goes into 64 contemporary wrong views. He goes through all of them and says,
so he's not going to go into all that. Yeah?
I just expect how he sees this other meaning of right view, not just
so
this
we'll just
intuitive.
Talk about theoretical right view versus understood right view. Tua pyore, uze ya pyore, yogi iloka, tadi tame, tamadeti wime, tuime, nabra hua, tadi sasame. Tua pyore, diha, yankau nebo, dabi me, paya, o tamadeti o pyore kamare, o tamadeti, ho, shi tain tira ro. ဟိုဘာဝနာမယညာအနေနဲ့ဆိုရင်တော့အကောင်းဆုံးပေါ့ဒါပေမဲ့တုတမယညာအနေနဲ့မြတ်စွာဘုရားဟောထားတဲ့တုတ္တဏီထဲမှာဟိုသုံးပုံတစ်ပုံလောက်ကဟိုဒီ တမာဒိဋ္ဌိကိုဘလို့ယူဆလို့ရတယ်ဆိုတာအများကြီးရှိတယ်တဲ့အများကြီးဟိုဖော်ထားတယ်တဲ့အဲ့တော့ဒီနှစ်ခုဘလို့ဆက်ဆက်မလဲတဲ့ဦးစင်းတင်တဲ့ချက်ကဒီနှစ်ခုဘလို့လို့ဆက်ဆက်လဲ
ပထမအားလုံးကသူရတာ information နေနဲ့သူပြောလို့ရတာ information နေနဲ့ scan knowledge ပဲရအဲ့ဟာကိုအရင်စမ်းကြည့်တာထည့်ပြီးသုံးကြည့်တယ
်
နောက်မှတဖြည်းဖြည်းသဘောပေါက်လာမှဒါတကူပိုင်ဉာဏ်ဖြစ်သွားမှာအစမှတော့ဒါ second hand knowledge ပဲကိုဉာဏ်တော့မဟုတ်သေးဘူ
း
အဲ့ညာကလည်းတဖြည်းဖြည်းအဲ့ information ကနေပြီးတော့ intelligent တော့ညာအားကြီးတက်လာပြောင်းသွားတာနောက်တော့မှဘာဝနာမြတ်ညာနောက်ဆုံးမှလာတာ
အဓိကဘာဝနာမြတ်ညာဖြစ်ဖို့
အေးပေါ့အစမှတော့ခေါ်ရတာပေါ့အဲ့လိုဒါ right view ဆိုအရင်စဉ်းစားကြည့်တယ်စဉ်းစားလိုက်ရင်ဘလို့ဘလို့အထုတ်ကြည့်ဘလို့ခံစားရတယ်အထုတ်ကြည့်တာပေါ့
ဦးစင်းထဲတဲ့ right view ကတခုပဲရှိတယ် तू तू ပြောတဲ့တုတ်တန်နဲ့မှအများကြီးဆိုတော့လူတွေကသုံးကျင်တာတခုသုံးလို့ရတယ်ပေါ့
ဘာ
ဥပမာ तू ပြောတယ်မြတ်စွာဘုရားတုတ်တန်ဟိုဒီကနေ့ကဲတဲ့မှာဟို6ဒိဋ္ဌိ64မျိုးမြတ်စွာဘုရားပေါ်ပြတယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေ तू ကမင်းတယ်တပြည့်ပြည့်အဲ့ဒါကြီးအသေးစိတ်တော့ तू က
အများကြီးတော့ငါလည်းမမှတ်မိတော့ဘူးအရေးကြီးတာတရားထုတ်တဲ့နေရာမှာအတုံးကြတော့ခုနပြော nature ပဲ personal အနတ္တတဘောကိုအဆုံးယူလိုက်တာ
okay so as far as he's concerned when we practice we don't haveLearned right view yet. We don't have understood right view. We borrow wisdom. So Sutamaya Panya, second-hand knowledge, whether through reading or hearing or from other people, we borrow wisdom. We theoretically understand the basis of right view. And he uses the simplest form, the way he understands it from his practice, and that is that everything is nature or as it is. And we bring this theoretical understanding by, from taking what we've heard, then we use our chintamaya panya, right? We use our own intelligence and our common sense to try and digest it. And to the degree that we can digest it, we can apply it to the practice, right? And as we practice, and we practice with awareness and right attitude, using the right view as much as we can, and there's continuity and there's momentum, at some point, and we can't know how or when, insight will arise. When insight into that right view arises, that's when we understand the right view for ourselves. It becomes our knowledge. Before that, we are just applying theoretical knowledge. That's how it's used in this practice.
Everybody can understand.
Recording. Yeah.
Through investigating that Sutamaya Panya, that knowledge acquired from others.
You don't investigate, you just apply it.
Yeah, applying. But you also mentioned there is also Chintamaya Panya, which
you
is...
Before you practice.
Before you practice, understand. Yeah. There's these three basic wisdoms. First comes Chintamaya Panya, by the way, in all the sequences. So at the beginning, there's always one's own thinking,
one's own
reflection.
Yes.
And that's applied to what you hear from others. So the Buddha very clearly suggested to critically check
what
others teach and only accept what makes sense to oneself logically and what can be testified empirically.
Right.
And then it becomes an experience.
After practice and then you have an insight. Then it becomes your experience.
So that's very, very interesting because those two first wisdoms, they have a lot to do with thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Sutamaya Panya is acquiring knowledge.
Yeah.
One's own thinking is thinking.
Yes.
So thinking
right
plays
thinking.
A right thinking,
yes.
But critically thinking also,
yes.
Checking.
Sure.
So thinking plays a big part in the Buddha's teaching. It relates to the first two wisdoms.
Yeah.
Before the intuitive third wisdom comes, which is through meditative realization.
Right.
So thinking, but very often thinking is seen as quite a disturbance. Not in his teaching, okay.
ဘ
ာပြောလဲ။ तू မသိနားမလဲတာကြာနေတာပဲ။ तू ကဘာပြောလဲဆိုတော့ဟို
ဟုတ်တယ်အဲ့ဒါတိတ်ပြောချင
်။သုတမယပညာပညာနဲ့စိန္ဒမယပညာအဲ့မြတ်စွာဘုရားလည်းဟောထားတယ်။ဟိုစိန္ဒကိုစိန္ဒမယဟိုသုံးပြီးတော့သုတမယကိုလည်းသုံးသပ်ပြီးတော့ကိုလက်ခံနဲ့နားလဲတဲ့ကာလမသုတံအတိုင်းကိုလက်ခံနဲ့နားလဲတဲ့စမ်းကြည့်လို့အကျိုးရှိတယ်ဆိုမှသုံးနဲ့ယူတဲ
့
မြတ်စွာဘုရားပြောထားတယ်။အဲ့တော့ तू ကပြောတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သုတမယနဲ့စိန္ဒမယပညာကိုစဉ်းစားရမယ်အဲ့တော့တွေးရမယ်စဉ်းစားရမယ
်တွေးရ
မယ်သုံးသပ်ရမယ်အဲ့တော့ဒါပေမဲ့အထုံမှုတွေမှာတဲ့တွေးတာကိုသူတို့က hindrance လို့ယူစားတယ်တပည့်ပဲဦးစေအလိုမသိဘူးနော်အော်တယ်အဲ့ဒါဆိုပြီးရတယ်
ဟိုတမထမှာမစဉ်းစားနဲ့လို့ပြောတယ်ဝိပဿနာမှာလို့တယ်စဉ်းစားတာဉာဏ်ကိုတုံးတာဉာဏ်အတုံးချ
So maybe for a samatha practice, if all you're doing is trying to develop concentration and peace, maybe thinking is a hindrance. But even then that's relative. But for a vipassana practice, he doesn't believe everything should be dhamma. So thinking mind is not a hindrance. Yeah, it becomes an object.
Thinking a pyatana mo. Thinking a nama pa. Define a pyatana. သာမွေခိုးဆမ်းမိုင်းဆိုရင်တုံးလို့ရတယ်တွေးတွေးတင်တယ
်
လက်စာပြတင်တာမလုံနဲ့မပြောနဲ့မစဉ်းစားနဲ့ဆိုတာမဟုတ်တာတွေ
မဟုတ်တာတွေ
ဟုတ်တာတွေကြတော့ပြောပဲစဉ်းစားမယ်လုံ
မယ် yeah so the buddha's teaching is he says the thinking mind is not the problem yeah behind the thinking mind there's a motivation the thinking can be motivated by defilement unwholesome or wholesome qualities and what the buddha taught was to avoid evil to do good, right? And avoid evil means to not do, not think or speak or act if motivated by defilement. But he said do good, which means to think, to speak, to act if it's motivated by wholesome, as much as possible.
Yeah.
ပြောဒါမဲ့လူတွေကစကားပြောနေတော့ညာမတုံးလို့
ညာမတုံးတော့
ပြောနေတယ်လို့ Yeah so actually when in the practice of meditation even in retreat centers Seara finds this a big a little bit of a paradox because one of the Buddha's teachings is to when speaking be aware that you're speaking with awareness and wisdom
Noble Eightfold Path like speech path
Yeah the Noble Eightfold Path includes right speech right so It's kind of a paradox that in retreats we try not to speak in order to be able to practice, and then we don't know how to speak wisely when we go home. But he says the problem also is if he says speak to yogis in retreats, then yogis also still do not apply awareness and wisdom when they speak. They just start talking and then they just, you know, they don't apply any wisdom about whether they should be speaking or whether they're speaking too long, whether they've lost their mindfulness. There's no application. They just want to talk.
တတိပဌာနာတော့မှာလည်းပါတယ်ဆိုတော့ဟိုကာယ ानु ပါဒနာမှာပါ talking meditation
yeah in the
satipatthana အလုံးအကျော်ပါတယ်သူ target တယ
်
သူတုံးရင်အလုံးအလုံးဖြစ
် yeah in the satipatthana sutta in the first section the kayanupassana section speaking is mentioned the buddha says when silent know that you are silent when speaking know that you are speaking but he says in actual retreat practice everybody skips this because It doesn't work. Yogis will not apply themselves to be wise and mindful when they speak because it usually means that there's nothing much to say, which means you don't speak because you understand there's no need to speak. But yogis don't get that. They just speak and speak and speak.
Now, through a change in our mind, we can't speak about the mind. So, we can't speak about the mind.
Yeah. And in many of the practices, there is a desire to maximize potential so they try to or optimize you know so they try to get yogis to calm down faster and one of the easiest ways is to not speak so then you know retreat settings become a no speaking setting
man do tadipatthana to ho ra yaita ma ho ra mo lu le ho lai da
but the satipatthana when the buddha gave the you know talk gave this sermon was not for people on retreat He gave the Satipatthana Sutta for people who live at home.
Right? Yeah.
In the Buddha's time, there were no retreat centers. People came to listen, they went home.
Retreat center load up.
So, but when there is a retreat setting, he says, it's very difficult to say, speak. Like speak if necessary to the yogis, because the yogis don't even consider if it's necessary anymore. So then, it's not possible to get them to practice because practice doesn't happen when people speak. So then they don't speak in retreat and then they never learn. So they go home and still don't really know how to apply being mindful when they speak. But when we're at home, he says, we can't not speak. We cannot even choose to not speak. If we are going to practice at home seriously, He says one of the things we need to do is be mindful when we speak.
I know Joseph I told her, "Lolo ya."
But if we are determined, if we are determined and we say we will do it, grit our teeth and try, we will definitely be mindful when we speak. We can be. And it's difficult. He says anything we start doing is difficult. It's difficult to learn to swim or cycle, whatever. He says, but if you keep doing it, trying again and again and again, you don't give up, you start getting the skill. Yeah. He says we come for retreat, and how many days do we have? 7 days, 10 days, 2 weeks? He says it's not much time. But at home, we have unlimited time. We can practice for as long as we like. If we don't make it today, tomorrow, there is another day. And we can keep trying.
So, I'm not going to be able to do it.
And in the when we talk about thinking, he says a lot of people practice to gain concentration and to become peaceful when they meditate. They think that meditation, the goal is peace. And if their goal is peace, then thinking mind is going to get in the way. Because you can't get concentration fast that way. So that's why they try to prevent thinking instead of seeing it the right way. But in the practice of vipassana, he says, we need to think. You know, we're practicing at home, teacher is not around. He says, and we have difficulty. What can we do? We have to think. We have to think, what did the teacher say? What did the Buddha say? What have I tried before? What will work? Shall I try this? Shall I try that? You have to think. If you don't think, then how can you continue with the practice? Want to make decisions, he says important decisions, you need to think. Wisely, calmly. Yeah, you can use the practice to help you to be calm, wise, and make decisions. Even, you know, siyadors, meditators, whoever, he says if there are things that they need to think about, they must think. If we are concerned with consequences of making mistakes, he says, then we have to think so that we can make the least mistakes. But thinking is not just like not just random abstract thinking. It's really using wisdom to use right thinking.
If we
ask why, he says, it's because we don't know something and we want to know. So we're starting to bring out our internal intelligence to bear upon what we don't know yet so that more can be understood. He says, the whole human civilization has progressed because of the WH questions.
What?
What, when, where,
why?
How? And the H. Yeah, so these are using our wisdom, yeah. He says how we view practice depends on how our teacher teaches us. He says his teacher never said that thinking is bad when you meditate. Teacher never said you can't think. But his teacher didn't encourage him to think either. But his teacher asked him questions. You know, he didn't give him answers. Like if he was doing something, his teacher would ask him a question. So what about this? And if he didn't have an answer, his teacher would say, go and practice. So he had to think about it and be aware so that he could find the answers. And from doing his own practice, he began to realize that this is how you discover, by questioning and being aware.
Yeah. ညင်ပဲညင်ပြီးတော့ဘာမှတတ်တက်လာအဲ့တော့ညံတနေ၃ပေးမှတော့ညံကိုတွေးပြရတွေးပြမှတော့အားကောင်းလာ
And over the years that he's taught the yogis he's also discovered he's also found out how yogis think and what yogis tend to do and most yogis tend to try to concentrate to get calm and there's also most yogis have practiced before and they also have teachings like you know you must have samadhi in order to develop wisdom which is true but it's like what sort of samadhi there's a whole range of samadhi and but people tend to aim very high and then this conflict arises so seeing that yogis are spending too much time just trying to be calm and forgetting that their goal is wisdom and so he tries to get them to reawaken that
no chala interest assignment is
nyan ni to inquiry
nyan sa thu bu adika tha pyo ni ya naw pai ya
to instead of using focus to just gain samadhi to let go a little bit of that to allow the mind to come alive and inquire yeah and so he gets people to if they are too quiet to actually question actively he's gone all over the world now and seems like maybe I don't know a majority of the yogis are focusing types yeah there are some who are not but yeah very rare
ဒါကြောင့်ခုနမြန်တုံးတာကိုဆွေးနွေးပေးရမြန်မြန်ဆွေးနွေးပေးမှာတဖြည်းဖြည်းသူတို့ကြားပူနာဝါရှိလာမှာတုံးလို့တက
် So that's why he talks about wisdom a lot and using our wisdom what we already have so that we recognize it we know how to use it we use it so that we can get more
စိတ်ဝင်စားဖို့အရေးကြီးစိတ်ဝင်စားရင်ဉာဏ်အလုပ်လုပ်အဲစိတ်ဝင်စားအောင်ဘာလုပ်ရမလဲဆို
တော့ Yeah interest
ဆရာမကိုမေးတယ်ကိုမဖြည့်မရှိသူစိတ်ဝင်စားလာ
Yeah interest is so important he says for the awakening of wisdom and he says you know if the teacher can awaken that interest that's the best they can do you know and if a question triggered by the
kwa ko ma sin sa tat de de chain ma syar ma sin sa pu
ye yeah da me kwa ko sin sa tat la ya
na pa ni kwa ko sin sa tat la
he says if we don't know how to think the teacher can give some pointers about they can suggest questions and so on something that might interest you but in the end the yogi must learn to question themselves to have that curiosity themselves
do yin do ti lan lo la khuna byo lo rising falling yo yo le tu mai da phang bai ma lo phit de tet su lo phit tet pha lo su a ya phie sha da tabat ja di ma tabat do khana le pyan ba phie ma ma ya le pyan raw ma
yeah
uma chin a myai si de kha ja ai sin sa da e si lo
yeah he says when his first encounter with this sort of asking was when his teacher asked him what he was practicing and he was doing rising falling and then his teacher asked him why is there rising falling of the abdomen so he said because I'm breathing then his teacher asked him why are you breathing and he didn't know the answer so his teacher said okay go on continue meditating but he had a question now he spent a week trying to find out on his own and after a week he found out he came back and told his teacher why but he says for us after a week we may have or may not have the answer and we have to go home we have some time pressure he said he had lots of time you know he was on retreat he for a long time at a time sometimes
megon shi do ma sik for sik wen la
yeah because of the question for him as a child it made him curious he really wanted to know
ame parama lova ne ma be lova ne mo lu cha la ta pa
yeah but he says initially he was also investigating with greed and that's why it took him a whole week yeah and then his mind learned
why lo chi ne
he would breathe and ask himself why he's breathing
now if he lo lo bao shot lai de khan yo yo le bian lou de chain jam ma
po la
pak ne twa lu chu chin lo chu de so la ya bwa ne po la
yeah he says and it was like yeah about a week later when he sort of gave up he was like he couldn't find the answer trying to find the answer then he just went back to being aware and he said suddenly it hit him it's like he was just being aware again suddenly he saw the intention to breathe every time he breathes that's
right
but because okay. The question was already asked
no
okay I'm really the focusing kind of meditator I think
to our focus load that they lose, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people. Focus,
yeah, he says it has its uses. Yeah, we must know also intelligently when to use it. We must use our wisdom about when to use it, yeah.
I think this retreat, I've been trying for the first time not to, when I find that my mind is unclear, not to focus more, use more energy, but to use this method to investigate instead. And it's a real revelation to see what, because most often it's defilements, it's greed that comes up.
Mm.
And when I can see it, it really calms down.
Say to him, to pit it, who, Losha Muribari, Karaisue, Netua, oh, Bobro, the Madipian Lopo Josare, a good to Malopene, Sonsanere. Ah, or it. To cool, to a pimpia like the lobe, hello, Sonsan, Sikanin, Ware, to our honor, the Madipian Malopene. Yes, because wisdom brings Samadhi with it.
Wisdom, she, the leadership, the Madipian.
Yeah, wisdom is really the king, he has said. Wisdom is the leader. When wisdom is present, all the other four spiritual faculties come into balance, right? So all of them will become present. Yeah, sati, samadhi, virya, sadda. All of them come with it. With
Someone
wisdom.
Should have told me this 10 years ago.
Somebody actually...
Should have told me this 10 years ago.
Information, yeah.
Yes, so right information is so important.
Yeah. But I have a very practical question.
Mm.
When I encounter aversion, and I find this several times, it's like some kind of sound that I really don't like, and I can look at it, and I can look at another sound that is just as loud, but I don't have any aversion to it. And it's like, why? But I don't find the answer. I don't find the reason why I don't like it so much.
Oh,
yes. He'll tell you a story. He was sitting, this yogi was sitting in the Dharma hall. And I just described the Dharma hall in Shui U Min. It's quite big, very, very large, wider than this. And on both sides of the Dharma hall, there are doors. The doors open at the front and as well as the sides. Okay? Yeah.
Now,
So this yogi was sitting in the Dharma hall, and so there, the door on the right side leads into the village. So first there were several dogs that came to the door and started having a fight, loudly, and he got a little annoyed. But then he's like, it's just dogs, what can you do with dogs? So he calmed down again. And then after a while, some children came to play. And the children began making a lot of noise. And again he was angry. And this time he was more angry because he was like, where are the parents? Isn't somebody telling these children what to do? But then in the end he was like, but they're children. This is their nature. So again he calmed down. The children weren't as loud as the dogs. Yeah, dogs are just completely out of control, right? There's a pack of dogs. There was a pack of dogs which lived around the center because it's near the village. And then, so he's calmed down again. And then finally, he heard some whispering in the Dharma hall. Two ladies sitting in the Dharma hall at the back, whispering. And then he really couldn't take it. He got up and went and scolded
them.
Why is it that the softest sound made him lose control? What do you think?
I guess it's because of some values, some views I have that you're not allowed to talk there or something.
Yeah, right, that's it.
You are better than here.
Yes, and where is the view? Where is this idea, this value system? In our thoughts. So the moment we have aversion, he says there will be thoughts and there will be feelings associated with the aversion. We must see all three to understand the full picture.
I just have to wait until they come up, because sooner or later they will.
Yes, you have to wait and watch for them.
The thoughts are there.
It's just that you don't see them. So while you're watching the feeling associated with the aversion, watch out for the thoughts.
One
time Seattle was practicing meditating in his room at the center, and in the village there's always a lot of they play this loud music over a loudspeaker system into the whole village. So, So that day they had a loudspeaker system playing, and he could hear it, and he was being aware, and his mind was feeling quite happy. So he asked the question, "Why is the mind feeling happy?" And then he looked, and it was because his mind understood that this was just an object. For him, sound is just an object. His mind had no aversion to it at all. And then he asked another question. Would the mind have the same reaction to every sound? He said then that was another investigation to be carried out on a much longer detail.
Thank you.
So sometimes when I have a clear mind, it's quite easy for me to observe like aversion or greed. But for delusion, it seems like much more difficult. So I'm wondering, all the other things which I'm observing are
moha.
Are they automatically moha then, or yeah?
What is automatically moha?
I mean, so if it's not greed or aversion, because for me it's not, I really can't see it at all when delusion is at work. So
moha ma mie lo tua loba da ma shi moha la ko la je moha mie shi le loba da da na ma
loba phi moha pa le do na phi ne moha pa moha ka to loba ne do na moha jong phi ne
he says, you know, delusion is the godfather. It's always there. All the others do their work because of delusion. So behind greed is delusion. Behind aversion is delusion. And when there is no greed or aversion, and the mind is dull or blank or not understanding something, then there is delusion there. Some people have awareness, good samadhi, and still have delusion.
Upama.
For example.
Upama, to tia thai ni ne lap piao da. Thai ne lap piao da, lan a. Lan mi phun wo ji da.
Yeah.
Ala tu lan ne so da kiti da wen da.
Yeah.
Tadi le kaung ne, tamadhi le kaung lo wen di sensation a dei ba pho da. Ama tu ma tu knowledge ma shi de kha ja lo, nga le so lo tu sin na lai da. Ama moha wen lai da ne. Kiti da wen da.
For example, he gives, sometimes yogis sit meditation, their eyes are closed, and then they feel like, say, their arm has disappeared. Yeah, and this is normal. When there's good samadhi and the mind stops thinking about the form of the arm and it just knows the sensations, it can feel like there is no arm, just knowing sensations. But when they don't have right knowledge, when they don't understand what this phenomenon represents, what this experience represents, he says yogis can get alarmed. Some can get fascinated, think there is something special. Some get so alarmed, they open their eyes and then realize the hand is still there. But when there is not right information, then even though they have awareness and good samadhi, which brings this experience, there can be delusion.
Mm. black and white ဆိုတော့တိတာဒီလိုအခုညံဖြစ်လိုက်တာခုနမောဟရဲ့စံကျင်ပဲကြည့်တိတာ
the times when delusion is most obvious is when you have some understanding arise like an insight, because when an insight arises and you see things differently, you realize that before delusion was operating and now you see things
before anomaly
aku nale, yeah, before you didn't understand and now you understand and then you can see the difference, because wisdom is the opposite of delusion.
Moha che che o o moha guru ka che le so ho da ba ne so thina maitta a le moha osu be
we see kaisa
da da le moha osu be now pyan lwin na moha osu.
Yeah, and delusion works. It has a wide network, right? It is in everywhere. So doubt is delusion.
Doubt
signifies that the mind has not enough information, which is why it can't make a decision or understand what to do. So doubt clearly is because of delusion. We see kaisa, yeah? Tina made that. Laziness, sleepiness, dullness, all that is delusion, because the mind, if there was understanding, the mind would be awake, alert, interested, fresh. Right? Yeah. He says people who are intelligent don't feel bored.
Yeah.
People who have a lot of delusion, he says, they get lazy. They don't want to do things. You know, they're not active.
One thing.
I just translated.
One thing.
And when there is just they call it mental proliferation. Papancha, I think they call it. It's when the mind is lost in thought, basically. He says, then certainly we are not there. We're lost in thought. Yeah, so there's delusion.
Also, when I'm aware, then I'm watching how mindfulness goes away. It is very interesting, because when the awareness is getting weaker and it notices that it's getting weaker, and then it sees how thinking comes, and it really sees how it is going, covering awareness. It's like a fog, you know. It's like really slowly creeping over what is left from awareness. And of course, when the mind notices that, then awareness is fully there, and then it concentrates on something.
Tuwa the dia balon pain la le ti de number to phi a twei dia win bro out daw ma lo mien la de a lo mien the dia shi ni bi bo re a ro tuwa pian tet la
nyan a ne de chein ma nyan a ne chein ma tuwa pyo la wadiya lo nyan lo a naw ma tuwa twei ni de ta khu khu yoe la bi so yin kan pyo la.
When effort and wisdom become less in the mind, that's when the mind starts to get dull and then start drifting.
And it sees it, and then, you know, and then it changes, and then it goes, then the mind finds, looks for a topic, and then it goes on, and then it can...
The DPM will be, so it was separate, sure.
Mm. Yeah, right.
People don't catch this beginning when the mind is starting to fade and drift. They don't catch it, and that's why they come out on the other side, you know, after they've lost the awareness.
But it's really interesting to see how it really creeps over.
So it was Asia Kaun.
And how
below
immediately you are out of track.
Kali the di shi de, nyan ma shi lo twa khan lai ya da shi de.
Yeah.
Ma de chu de lo twa ti ti de main la wi, ba nyan le nyan le ma thae nai, wi ya le ma lou nai ne kha jan. Ti do ti ni de.
Yeah, some people, he says, you know, they have like awareness, but there's not enough wisdom or effort working, or it's so weak that it can't even exert itself. So he says they kind of know that the mind is becoming dimmer and dimmer, and then a thought comes in, and then the head jerks. You know, you see that yogis doing that sometimes. So they're not totally sleepy, but they're not. The effort, wisdom, and awareness are not quite balanced. Yeah.
Nah. So that is one thing. And the other thing which the mind is watching and which actually comes when awareness is there, it comes very naturally. The mind doesn't choose it. But they come immediately, defilement, thinking, defilement. And it sees the thinking and defilement, the thinking and defilement. Oversees thinking and defilement coming up. Everything, defilement. Everything.
When does this happen?
When the mind is aware and it has thinking and it results in feeling, and it's, you know, and the mind looks, it always knows it's a defilement. Always, and it comes up and up and up, and the whole awareness continuously now sees defilement coming up.
Also, a good detail,
yes, thinking and.
A twin, Kanzamo, Jida, Dame, a man, Kilita, jump, pinned it. But because you are detecting it like right away as a thinking and feeling, yeah. he says, then the defilement cannot grow stronger.
Yeah,
because you know it
quickly
passes
away.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it keeps coming because at a subtle level it doesn't stop, but it cannot grow. Cannot grow gross. So when there's the thinking and what this shows is that the sati samadhipanya is actually handling the defilements all right.
Yeah.
It's got a handle on them.
Right. Yeah. This also feels that there's sort of
If we don't see these little ones, then they kind of like they burst out. Yeah. They come up.
It's so amazing, yeah. And how the mind sees the defilement is really sort of, it looks. And it also sees, you know, and the talking is, and also the tendency to attach. And then it has to do some talking. It has to see, it's a nature. You see, it's just nature. It's just part of this mind coming up. He says, so long as we can bring right view in and observe the defilements that way, he says, then it's actually quite fun to watch a defilement doing what it does because you're not identified with it. But if the mind judges it or identifies with it, then it becomes quite suffering. Right. Yeah. But it can, it immediately also knows that in the moment it judges, it immediately sees the defilement of judging.
So experience is already teaching you, so you're faster to catch it. Yeah.
My meditation is full of will to control what's happening. And I can see it quite clearly. I can see this feeling of self, of me. And it's very difficult to give up this.
No need to give up.
We are not trying to give up. Give up, go along.
Giving up the me is not your job. Your job is only to recognize.
This brings also another tension. When I'm trying to do this, because I know when I give up really, then it's very,
but you don't
very
give
nice.
Up. But you don't give up.
Yeah.
When it is given up. When it happened before, it wasn't you that dropped it. It happened by itself, right? When wisdom arose, it's dropped.
Giving up look there, so they are giving up my pillow.
Yeah. He says when you are trying to give up, he says you cannot give up because you are there. You know? Yeah.
Let me show you to try to be Joseph Shawn.
Yeah. So when the wisdom is not there, he says then you could, you know, you try, but
the background, yeah, to show like I told you. step back, do. Give up, do.
Let go.
Give up, do. Step back, so do. Look at that, look.
He said that in Mahayana practices, there are some, you know, practices where they try to let go or give up or step away from the sense of self. And he says sometimes they can do it and sometimes they can't. And they wonder, they ask him, why is it like that? And he says, it's all to do with the state of mind. When the mind is calmer, more clear, there's more continuous awareness, the mind has some wisdom. And if you even suggest to the mind at that time to let go, it can. But when it's not in a good state, if the defilements are stronger, more personal, you're more involved, you can try to let go, it won't let go. Mm-hmm. You know, so it just depends on the level of wisdom in the mind at the time. But the yogis don't realize that it's wisdom's work. So they think that when they're able to do it, I was able to do it. But it's not. He said it's like the practice of vipassana, he says, you know, is a practice of growing certain qualities, particularly sati, samadhi, and panya. Yes? We're growing awareness, samadhi, and wisdom. And he says, when we've built them to quite a large degree, we have to let them do their work. It's like they've grown up, we have to get out of their way. It's sort of like adults, like parents, you know, when they have children. Yes, when they're children, you have to teach them. You have to give them the right values. You have to look after them. You have to nurture them. And then they grow. And when they grow up, you have to let go. You have to let them live their own lives, make their own mistakes or whatever. But they will learn on their own.
He says, growing up,
but that's why.
Yeah.
That's why we need to practice continuously. He says, because it's only if we practice continuously that the awareness, the sati, samadhi, panya will grow into adulthood. Right now, they're still in infancy and then we give up. You know, they kind of born and die, you know, and they never kind of grow up these qualities. And it's because he says yogis don't have the patience. They want instant results. Yeah, we're not skillful. We're not patient. We don't persevere. You know, we give up. And so it doesn't grow into this long moment, this huge momentum.
Thank you so much.
But
the paradox is in the beginning we have to put our personal effort in, yes, to grow it. He says, but we must be also become sensitive and skillful at recognizing when the natural effort can take over sometimes.
Personal effort ka ba niya ma twa bi lou a le so lo growing ba ma be lou a. Experience ba ma ba ma we ma lou a.
Yeah. And where the personal effort comes in is to grow the sati, samadhi, panya. Sati basically.
Mind quality phit khwin pe ya.
The personal effort is not to change the objects or the experience. The personal effort is only about remaining aware, continuity, effort, right effort. So that wisdom can and using wisdom when necessary. Not interfering with the experience of what is being observed. The personal effort is in the working of the mind, not in what is being seen. He says, your customers are not your business. Your business is only to sell. When they come, then you sell and you take money. That's it. But you don't tell them to come or think about who's going to come. Yeah, because if you do, then you start having anxiety.
My giving up is interfering.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
Luchavo Juzara.
Yeah, in the yellow line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Few months ago, I fell in the state of depression. I went through some emotional loss, and I got to the state when I couldn't bear the emotions.
You couldn't what the emotions?
Bear.
Okay.
Yeah, bear. I couldn't manage the emotions, so actually all the thinking about what happened is I just put it aside, and everything what I was only able to do, I was just changing to another objects. So I just kept to another object. At that case, actually, I was able to kind of like survive, like go on. Surprisingly, at the situation, I was really aware of lots of doza and lots of lobha, which actually I was in case of connecting to other people or the situation, I was really aware of lots of stuff.
Yeah.
But I really couldn't approach myself. I just was watching it.
What do you mean approach yourself?
I mean, I couldn't meditate. I was just watching. I was just actually...
Why do you say you can't meditate and then you say you're watching?
Yeah, this way... I could not use wisdom. I was just able to watch
it. To be aware, okay.
Just to be aware. Okay, yeah? I couldn't use the wisdom.
Okay,
when I came here, I felt like this is a safe place to actually get into the emotions, what actually happened. And first days, I just saw the emotions overwhelmed me, so I just went back for the anapana or for the metta. That's what I was practicing also several, like, the months ago. But now I just try to, like, let go the thoughts or the emotions, just saying to myself that that's the nature, what happened.
You try like to observe the emotions, them with that, or you try to let go of them? You try to...
Getting understand the emotions, like when I go through them,
yeah.
I just realizing that everything what happens or what happened, it's just the nature.
Okay.
And it kind of like goes away, these feelings and these emotions.
Okay.
So...
But it comes up again?
If I think about it, yes, it comes. Yeah. There's still lots of like greed or even aversion for some thoughts which I haven't, like what happened.
Okay.
So is it just time like of practicing what I shall continue at this situation?
To don't get a la banya to depression pit to bowama bao song song lemate you to ไอ้อย่างคณะๆเสียตูตลอดอีสိတ်เป็ดเนี่ยนะเอาป้ายตูสิ้นซ่าไล่เตะตูบ่ลุ้ตินแล้วสอตูไอ้อถุยดิอถักๆมาสิ้นซ่ารอตูอายุเปียงบ่รอเน่เดอายุเปียงบ่รอเน่เดตีบีเน่เดจาลาร่อตูเนเน่อ้อเร่เด้ลบบ่ดอดาเร่เมียนลาเร่เด้ผิดเน่เด้ลบบ่รอดอดาเร่เมียนลาเร่ดาแม้ตูญำบ่วินลาอูจี้รอชู่รอชู่เน่จี้รอจี้เน่ตีรอตีเน่เด้แม้ มันลุดตัวอ๋อตีไปตีเลยอ่ะตีไปตีบ่จูซาลุดบ่ก็ลุกลงมาหมดเนี่ยเออดีโอลาတော့ตูပြောတယ်ဒီမှာဟိုအမ်เซฟပလေးစ်ပေါ့ဆိုတော့ तू อ่ะဒီဟာတွေပေးပြန်ပြီးတော့ဆွေစဉ်းစားဖို့စိတ်ကိုပြန်ပေးကြည့်လိုက်တယ်အင်းကြည့်တော့အာ तू ထဲတော့ထဲ့ဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်ဒီဟာတဘာဝပဲအမ်ဒါတဘာဝပဲသူတဘာဝပဲလို့ဆုထားရတယ်ဒီအားကြီးမှသူ့ခေါ်ရတယ်ရာအဲ့တော့ဒါမှမဟုတ်ပြောလဲဆိုတော့အဲ့လိုကြည့်ရင်
ย่อว่าเร่เร่อืมอ่าหอบกูเป็นอาชีพนี่เนาะอย่างนี้แต่แม้ตูสิ้นซ้ายเปลี่ยนๆผิดอ่ะไม่โหตูอ่ะสิ้นซ้ายเนาะเปลี่ยนผิดมาปอไปแล้วอยู่มั้ยส่วนกิจกรรมนี้ปอไปแล้วถ้าสิ้นซ้ายเนาะตูอาไปเลยตูเพิ่นมั้ยอืมแล้วจะตะหมอเอลอหมอตูอ่ะเอลอถ้าเนี่ยจริงๆเนี่ยถั่วล่ะอย่าหมอตูอ่ะตะเมนสิ้นซ้ามาขันษาขันษาไม่ได้ครับบ่
So he says that when you want to observe these thoughts when they come up, or if you want to recall them, right? So that you can watch them. He says you need to be ready. So you need to build the awareness first. Build the awareness and the samadhi quite strong before you call them up, if you want to watch them with like more power. Yeah. But if they come up, he says, you only have to introduce one thought. You know, don't let the mind like actively think about it. One thought comes up and the emotion comes, right? And then he says, from then on, you're not actively thinking anymore, you're watching.
Babilu watch look.
Okay. And remember your motivation, your purpose. Why are you be watching this?
Is it something like directing the mind in this case? Just, you know, to choose?
Ai chi ma ku wa ayo yue de lo yu ma la de. Ayo yue.
Ba lu shu la de lo. Ba lu shu ma la.
He says, he asks again, what is your purpose when you are observing something? What is your purpose in watching this process of thought and feeling, or you know, this depression or whatever? What is the purpose? What is the goal?
Because I feel paralyzed by the feeling, by the depression.
But so what is the goal of meditation?
To understand.
To understand, yes.
To understand this.
But what do you want to understand?
I want to understand actually the way of dealing or the understanding.
Natural process.
Yeah, the one, the thoughts, the feelings.
Say it quality. Say it look. Yeah. Say it nature with teaching.
What you want to understand? So what you are interested in is the nature of this mind-body process. So because of this thought, there are changes in the mind, right? It brings certain results. You're looking at this process rather than the story. It's not about the depression. Depression, that's the story. It's actually about how thoughts affect feelings. You're looking at the process of
mental process of teaching and knowledge, into the thoughts and feelings, other emotions along the same principle. And
it's not just when you have depression, it's in everything, right? If you see food and the mind thinks it's nice, how does the mind feel? It's the same principle over and over again. The mind thinks a thought and there's a feeling, whether you have greed or anxiety, aversion, or even a pleasant thought or a wholesome thought, a kind thought. What is the result of a thought and a feeling? A thought and a feeling. Again and again in everything.
Principle or to do it?
Yeah, the principle is the same in all these interactions. The story changes, but the principle is the same.
Okay.
Otherwise, he says, the mind is very sneaky. The mind thinks it wants to understand, but it wants to understand so that it will go away. So that it will feel better.
Yeah, that's for
so long as that attitude is there, insight will not arise. Mm-hmm. Understanding will not come. Because insight's object is the process, not the story. The vipassana mind's object is nature, right? So you want to know. You welcome it. You don't want it to go away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. What I also realized just while I am at some situations talking with some people, for example, with my parents, I realized I have got more dosa and in case and in different situations, for example, when I'm under a tree, I actually have got more wanting and desire, more lobha. Is these defilements sometimes connect to some special situation?
It's
not so much the situation or the object, but the idea. This object, the mind has this idea all the time, then this feeling or defilement or whatever will come.
Yeah.
So it's the idea.
And I also read that having a positive thinking or like desire is in a scale of like what is better or what is not, you know, like in a scale of positivity, that lobha is better than to have dosa. Is it right?
Positive thinking no baro ma pyo re tu ra ko so re nya ma lobha do da re ta re ho poka ho do da shi me sa lobha to de
ni ya ma ma lo in the feeling ne twa ma so khan law ne twa ma so yin chan chan na ro do da pu chan
de ma time bon be
time bon ma be e ma thu ba tu ro na khu a shi lobha shi lo do da phin ni ya be
yeah he said feeling-wise, greed is not so much suffering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but greed sets you up to have aversion. So it's you know, because of greed, the mind will is like a time bomb, right? But the other thing is, he said, it's only because you also have not experienced extreme greed. Because when we have extreme greed, we suffer. When we want something very much, we suffer. When we can't have it, we suffer. So it's not just positive thinking. The Buddhism is not positive thinking nor negative thinking. Buddhism is realistic thinking. It's as it is.
Yeah?
Seeing the truth for what it is. Yeah? Seeing reality for what it is. Yeah. So it's not thinking is positive all the time, nor thinking is negative all the time. It's seeing how it is as it is. Okay.
Yes.
I'll just translate for her.
Because
she's not confident, she understands. Okay, okay.
You look like a talk show host.
Já mám svůj první den praktikování vypasány, asi tak. A stalo se to díky tomu, že jsem vyřešila svoje dilema se dvěma muži. A tím pádem jsem tady, nečekaně. A začala jsem praktikovat vypasánu.
So she has her first day of Vipassana retreat behind today, and it's because she resolved her problem in between two men, you know.
Tu vipavana atumu patama ya ya wai ba so tu lunia o yuebo tu yuebi yuebi da.
No a moje zkušenosti jsou takové, že se to asi docela daří podle mých vědomostí o vypasáně. A rozhodně mám hodně ulevující stav po těch všech vhledech, co se mi podařily.
So she has some she thinks that it's going well for her at the moment and she has some relief, like states of relief after all the insights that she had so far.
A asi nejsilnější moment byl... Asi nejsilnější moment byl, když jsem při jedné meditaci tak jako...
Meditaci je teta, Maria.
Vypasání.
Meditaci je teta,
Meditation, we don't meditate to get relief, but if we meditate right, we do get relief.
Yeah. Byl moment, kdy se to tak všechno jako rozplynulo a to bylo hodně úlevný a pak mysl začala jako řešit, jako jak s tímhle chceš fungovat v běžném životě, když jako nemáš zájem moc o hmotu nebo jako o tu právě vyjádření se, protože tam jako nebyly moc touhy a to chtění. A pak jsem se dostala do nějaké jako zkušenosti, kdy jsem dál v té pozornosti zůstala a šla mezi lidi a zjistila jsem, že to vyjadřování bylo mnohem hlubší a jednodušší, takže se dalo zase fungovat, když jsem zůstala v té přítomnosti a vlastně ta hlava měla jako jenom tu otázku, chtěla to řešit, to jsem nějak opustila a přišlo to poznání, které bylo zase ulehčující.
So she, the strongest experience she had was in some meditation she had, strong relief, and then immediately after that came question, like how is she going to function in this world with this insight, because she felt she's no longer interested in materiality or material things, and she doesn't know how, she won't know how to express things. But then she went among the people, and every time she had conversation or she was among people, she had the question come up, and then the question just went away. It was again this question, like how to function,
See, this is when we, you know, when we have an experience of the other side, you know, when there is, it's almost like the mind can be without lobha, dosa, moha for a while. He says, but we have it for a while, and then we wonder, how can we live like that? Because our life, we seem to live with lobha, dosa, moha, right? But he says, we only wonder because we haven't lived like that, you know? But if we could stay in that state for a long time, and then you do your usual things, and you see that you don't do it with lobha, dosa, moha, you see that it's actually a better way to live, yeah, than to live the way we used to before.
To byla ta moje zkušenost vlastně, že já jsem pak šla mezi ty lidi a ono to jako fungovalo, když jsem zůstávala pořád v té přítomnosti a tím to bylo právě ulevující.
Yeah, that was her experience, because like when she went among the people and she was, it was still very relieving when she was staying in the present moment, only when she was staying.
Yeah, without, we can relate to people without greed or aversion or delusion, we can relate with metta, right? Karuna, yeah, loving kindness, compassion, we can use all the good qualities to relate to people, yeah.
Thank you. Mm. Did you?
All right.
All
right.
When I started to practice the first month, I got a very strong mindfulness, and after some months, the mindfulness went away. And
sorry, could you start again? My mind lost everything, yes.
When I started to practice, yes. I had a very strong mindfulness. Mm. And after some months, the mindfulness went away.
Okay.
And it's 1.5 years ago.
and I'm still trying to get back to the mindfulness. And what I'm facing...
1.5 years later.
Yeah, now it's 1.5 years later. And what I'm facing with is a very strong craving for mindfulness.
No, for that experience of mindfulness.
For that experience of mindfulness.
Yeah.
But also sometimes I come back to mindfulness, it's really like a voice saying, yeah, you achieved this goal. Okay, now you are mindful again. And if I'm not mindful, there's very much of aversion, you know, to the present moment, because it's not a mindful moment. And it's really a stuck situation, because it's difficult to move, because there will always be the greed for mindfulness.
Yeah.
That's actual my problem.
He said, he says, when you first began meditating, he says, you would have started at a level something like this, where you weren't very mindful. And then you got to a place where the mindfulness became stronger because you put in simple, continuous effort with no expectation, right? And you go through the stages of poor mindfulness, lack of, and then you get there. But he says, mindfulness has many... It has grades, right? When it's not very good, a little bit in between, and something better, and maybe something even better than what you've experienced before. So not to, fix what is mindfulness, right? Mindfulness is just in being here, in the present moment. That's mindfulness. And he said also, you already know the problem. The greed is to get what you thought was that. He says, you need to watch the greed. So when we begin a practice, we haven't been practicing continuously at home. He says, when you begin a practice, nobody's mindfulness is going to be strong right away, right? He says, and you need to build it. How do you build it? By being mindful, by being weakly mindful. But if you're continuously mindful, what it builds is sati, samadhi, panya, awareness, samadhi, and wisdom. And if you're continuously mindful, it will grow. When all these three are strong together, that's when we say we have strong mindfulness. Right? So you need to be patient with that process of growing it.
Mindfulness. The mind is full of awareness.
He says, if we have the right attitude, then what we do is we patiently work at being aware. So our focus is on just the work. So if we lose awareness, it doesn't matter, because the work is to be aware. And we just do the work. But if you have greed, then every time you lose awareness, you get upset. So it disbalances you over and over and over again, rather than being a growing awareness.
The problem is also that I know that I don't have the right view. For example, I know that greed is working in me, but my mind is so attached to mindfulness that it's sometimes really difficult to get the right view, because I'm stuck in the wrong view.
Yeah, so at that time, don't practice. Because if you continue trying to practice at that time, you'll just be doing wrong practice.
Or doing metta, maybe.
Yeah.
Anything to change the mood of the mind. Yeah, you can do anything to calm the mind down.
Okay.
You can do metta, go for a walk, whatever.
Thanks.
For past few months, I've let my loba do things just naturally, just as it happens, and not stand in its way. Just when it arises, just let it do its normal work in a daily life, and life is more enjoyable.
Tua di nasong la ba mare tua tu bwa mare loba lo che tua pe lo lai de de ero bwa apo ni lo kaung ne de da me ti ni la ma ti bu do you do it with awareness
sometimes
the cuddly
I know
and then
and that's pretty much it. I mean it's more of
When greed gets its way, well, it feels satisfied. So, you know, the mind will feel sort of settled. But then you have to always, you're like a slave to greed. You have to always fulfill its wishes.
Not in this way where it overtakes me, but in this... more in this thinking that it's always present, it's always a part of a life, and basically I can let it do its job in a daily life, because a lot of like daily life evolves around it, and
so but you remain aware of it.
Yes, yes.
Remain aware of it.
He says, so, right, we are not trying to suppress greed.
Yes.
We're not trying to express it, or, you know, but we are just trying to observe it as it does its natural work. Yes.
And I've had this experience today when I was taking a shower. Mm-hmm. I had a choice of taking a short hot shower, which was okay. I mean, that would be a shower that would be enough. And then I had a choice of taking a longer shower. That would be just pleasurable. Mm-hmm. And actually I went with the other option, like taking the longer shower and seeing what will happen.
Yeah.
And it was interesting experience.
Tu upama dine tu ye cho ne rong tu tin de lao cho lo ya re ye nwe ne ma hwe cha cha le ye nwe sain ho cho ra ro cho ra ma sain de lo phit na bo cha cha le ai ma ya ne lo ya re ba ha lo mla so tu cha cha ni lai me lo song phyat lai de re a lo sain ma za sia kaung de le okay
hey ti ni no ya ba le
so long as you are aware it's fine
okay
But never let go of the awareness.
Learning loop dei so yin ta myo kwa twa ti ni la la ka ma phi twa.
So long as we are learning, then it doesn't go to waste. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean there is always why I'm saying this is because there's mostly in the daily life there's like so much feedback from watching Loba do its work. There's like enormous amount of information that I would otherwise lose while trying to suppress it or else.
Right. Tuwa bwa ma so yin ne loba ma loba wo like chi yin tuwa in ma phit aw lo yin ko wa information ni ma yaw da mae pe phit bro chi le so information lo kha dai ma yat lo
a myai ya.
Yes. Yes, live naturally, then you we understand how nature works.
And there is this thing, if I would try to suppress loba, it will turn into dosa.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so next time, Chandiri.